Well, it is Tuesday morning, and that means it is time for Kelly and Coffee. Kelly is joining me in the studio, wide awake. She has had her coffee this morning.
I have.
I am so glad to hear that. Have you had enough caffeine yet?
Well, you know I drink coffee throughout the day.
Yes.
So I don't know if I ever have enough caffeine, but usually around 3.
Mm-hmm.
I have to slow it down.
Yeah.
I can sleep at night.
Okay. Well, she's got her whole routine set for us. And I understand the congratulations are in order. You have new grand kittens?
I do.
Yay.
We have 2 cats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a hobby farm and they both delivered a day apart.
Interesting there.
It was a very busy household this weekend. But yes, we have 8 new cute little kittens.
All righty.
That will be finding new homes in 8 to 10 weeks.
And if anybody's interested, contact Kelly
right.
at the Praise Network. She would love to hear from you.
I would.
On Tuesdays, Kelly, our business manager, joins me in the studio and shares what God is doing in the lives of our listeners. You know, we really have a burden about what God has put on our heart to be able to share the teaching and the music to encourage people and to equip people and to strengthen them in their walk with the Lord. But it's so encouraging to us to then hear how God is actually using it in people's lives.
Absolutely.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, if you remember last week, you had shared a listener comment from the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Someone had rated Praise Network and shared how the Praise Network has impacted their lives. And you had put it in a post, mm-hmm. and we had a number of our listeners comment on it. So I grabbed a couple of those comments to share today.
Yeah, I remember that listener saying she listened to another type of music before, and then she turned to the station. It really helped her attitude, and she was growing in her walk with the Lord, and also how she wished she had found it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So very exciting.
So the first one is from Janice, and she writes, I love the variety of music, the newest songs being released along with some standbys that speak to my heart. Then the worship teams that you don't hear on other stations. It gives us great ideas for new music for our own worship team.
Mm.
The Cooley region is blessed to have the Praise Network.
Oh, thank you, Janice. And you know, that is encouraging to us to be able to be part of the local church. And we hear that a lot, that people who are on worship teams, they'll hear a song and either they'll give us a call or they'll check it out on our playlist. And then they'll be able to use that in their church
mm-hmm.
services. And it's so exciting to me to be able to be part of the body of Christ and maybe share songs that you wouldn't normally hear otherwise.
Exactly. I agree. And Lisa Lee from West Salem.
Hi,
also.
Lisa.
Wrote in and she said, praise on my phone, on my tablet, and 4 different stations in the van while driving. Thank you, Praise. You touch my soul and help me on my path every day. And then she wrote right now and had some hearts
mm-hmm.
and wrote Chuck Smith.
Oh, one of her favorites. She has been a longtime listener and she travels as part of her job. And so she gets to listen a lot. She's always a huge encouragement to us. Thank you, Lisa.
Exactly. And then the last one I had was from Jessie, and she writes, God has definitely used Praise to help me grow in my faith. I started listening about 4 years ago, so I especially like the music from back then, but it's all a great mix. Keep it up.
Thank you. It is interesting, isn't it, how when you, I don't know, it seems like that time when you give your life to the Lord, and there's certain songs
mm-hmm.
that are just always part of your spiritual walk, it seems, and you hear them or they'll come to mind when you're going through a specific situation, how God uses music to minister to us. So very encouraging.
Yeah. So it was great how many people have commented on that post and just encouraged our hearts
mm-hmm.
by sharing theirs.
Well, like I said, we have we know what God's called us to do and to be able to reach the lost and share the truth and the hope of Jesus Christ and to equip believers to be able to stand in their faith in the difficult times and to be able to share their faith. But then when we hear back from listeners how God is actually using it in their lives on a daily basis, that is a big, big encouragement
mm-hmm.
to us.
Yes, it is.
So, Kelly, can I say
yes.
your middle name on the radio?
Oh, sure.
So, Kelly Ray. I like
yes.
that. It kind of is like a... It's like an on-air name. We'll have to call you Kelly Ray on the radio.
There's a lot of Kelly Rays in this area, too.
Oh, really? I didn't
oh,
know
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there aren't too many Darlas around.
That's true.
How many have you met?
Only you.
Only me? Seriously? I'm the
Seriously.
Only Darla you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch The Little Rascals growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a Darla on there.
There's a Darla on there, but there aren't too many Darlas around. But today is Unique Names Day.
Oh.
Can you think of any unique names that people that you've met or heard of?
Well, let's see. Well, I can think of my friend Benita.
Mm-hmm. It means beautiful, right?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of, well, one of my, talking about, you know, becoming a Christian and the music that you listen, this will age me.
Uh-oh.
But Twyla.
Twyla Paris. Yes, I remember her.
Yeah.
It's going back a ways.
It is going back a long ways, but we won't go there.
No, not that far back. And online, I saw some interesting names like Moon and Apple. I've never met anybody named Apple. North is another one.
Interesting.
And there's a new baby in our extended family, Willow, Willow, which is a pretty name. So Unique Names Day. It is, you know, in the Bible, names always had a very significant meaning and purpose. And you can see how different ones in the Bible were named different things for a different reason and how God even changed people's names, you know, when they were walking with him. So like Saul to Paul and different ones and Peter, meaning rock, and Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church. So names have a very significant meaning, and today is Unique Names Day. So listen up for some unique names.
Yes.
Well, Kelly, you have a great day, and we're going to go out with Matthew West. Hello, my name is.